This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org Daily Insight for February 16. Today's Bible verse is from the book of John, chapter 16, 22 to 24. It says there, "So is with you. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. On that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." End of quote. The disciples of Jesus were grief-stricken when he said to them they would see him no more. And then after a while, they would see him again. They were perplexed and sad because Jesus was everything to them. With Jesus along with them, they didn't lack anything. They left all to follow Jesus. You see, they found their shelter, food, protection, and all in the person of Jesus Christ. Now he's saying he was going to leave them. Jesus also said, yes, they would grieve, but their grief is temporary and will turn to joy. He gave an example of a woman to bring home the point in the preceding verses. He said, a woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time of pain has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into this world. Jesus said, it is the same with you. Now is the time of grief in his physical absence with them. But when they see Jesus again, they would rejoice, and no one would take away the joy from them. You see, on that day, the day they would see Jesus again, referring to his second coming, they would ask him nothing. Jesus, all-sufficient Savior, would be personally with them. However, when Jesus is away from them, is a time of grief. Beloved, so is with us. We believed in Jesus. However, the absence of his physical presence, although his spiritual company and Holy Spirit is inside us, could create some sorrow and grief. Sadness and sorrow come in different shapes and sizes due to living in this sin-bound world and mingling with the people who have the propensity to sin. So what we do on those times? Jesus answered and said to them, "Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." End of quote. Make a note of four things from his statement. Number one, God the Father would give what you ask when you pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Until now, you have not asked for anything in the name of Jesus. Now on, ask, and you will receive, and your joy would be complete. Did you notice that God waits on you to ask him? Second, when you ask, pray in the name of Jesus Christ, then the promise that you will receive when you pray in his name. Beloved, you need to take time to ask in the name of Jesus if you want to get something from God. You see, that's the first step. Bible elsewhere in James chapter 4 verse 2 says, "Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it." End of quote. You see, certain things you don't have simply because you never asked for it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God waits for you to pray in the name of Jesus. He promised you will receive, and as a result, your joy will be complete. When you think about it, listen, if you get all that you ask, it still does not guarantee joy for you. You see, joy is not just receiving what you want. Joy is the result of your intimate friendship and fellowship with the God of the universe in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Listen, the joy comes from the knowledge that God loves you and cares for you. He wants you to ask in prayer, and he knows what is best for you because he knows all about you and your future. He has already seen your future, and he is well aware. This calm assurance that you will receive what is best for you when you pray in Jesus' name, because of his divine knowledge about it all, that gives comfort and that gives joy inside you. And your resultant joy would be complete. Beloved, you got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, although there are griefs and sorrows while I live on this sinful and rebellious earth, like the early disciples, I believe in your promise. You said I could pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will grant me my request. So I ask for your divine intervention and help in my daily struggles. I believe Jesus is the Savior who saves me from my struggles and sins, because He paid for my sin with His divine blood on that cross. I accept Jesus as my Savior today. Thank you for the resultant joy you granting me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.